You're now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's show. Here's your host, Mac Bizzo.
Today is October the 13th, 2015. If you like that intro, give a like, give a thumbs up to the video on YouTube this week, all the podcasts on YouTube this week, all the likes they get. The hardworking girl that recorded that for you and I gets an extra dollar for every like, so donate my money to a hardworking friend of mine. Welcome to Mac Bizzo Radio, at Mac Bizzo on Twitter, MacBizzo. You can add me on Facebook. You know, here's week six, okay? Must know information here. So Marquise Colston diagnosed with a separated shoulder. Pierre Thomas working out for the Kansas City Chiefs. Ronnie Hillman dealing with a tweaked hamstring. DeMarcus Ware expected to miss a couple weeks. There might be a good chance for Justin Forsett to play in week six. Maybe the Ravens are hopeful that Steve Smith returns. Jamal Charles, torn ACL. Marshawn Lynch expected to practice this week. It's going to be a, quote, long shot for Ben Roethlisberger to get in for week six. And Julio Jones uncertain for week six. So a lot of crazy information. We've got guys on bye. Okay, that's going to be Dallas, Tampa Bay, right? Oakland. Okay, the Rams. So, no Tavon Austin for you. Okay, no Michael Crabtree, right? Bye-bye Darren McFadden, Jason Witten, no Vincent Jackson, no Todd Gurley, no more Doug Martin. Okay, not in week six. Bye Amari Cooper. You don't get these guys, okay? So, we're going to talk about, of course, on the Waiver Wire show, we've got a ton of player news for you, okay? We've got a ton of waiver wire grabs for you, okay? I've got queued up your top 50 players of the week, okay? And the DraftKings scoring, of course. The must-know, everybody loves that information here. And transaction trends, so here's the deal about Charcandrick West, okay? I was fortunate enough when I looked at transaction trends. I'm logging into my season long leagues. And I'm like, doop, 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 put in a claim, 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 right? And bam, zooming through all that. Guess who owned Nile Davis almost everywhere? That's me, Mac B. Drafted him preseason. Is it wrong to gamble on this happening to players? I mean, that's the exact reason he was stashed on my bench. So for me, it's only one guy, and I've got guys to cut. Because, like, with Antonio Gates coming back off of his suspension, with Gary Barnage filling in at a tight end, you know, my preseason get-me-bys till Gates got back, you know, was a Scott Chandler, don't need that guy. Eric Ebron got hurt, don't need that guy. So right off the bat, you know, I had quite a few guys here and there that definitely worth putting in the waiver claim. Now, here is why. It's a must-add situation, even if you don't need the player, okay? Due to popularity of demand, okay? At this point, just in the Yahoo format for teams and leagues that don't have waivers, there's already 20,000 ads that have happened for Charcandrick West already, okay? Worth a number one waiver wire claim? Yes, because if you want to pull a fast one, you can flip him and trade him before Thursday for the upgrade, especially in a two-for-one package, which you know we love here on Mac Bizzo Radio. The two-for-one trade is golden, okay? So, Willie Snead, hey, did you Snead him into your rosters there on DK? Owen Daniels, by the way, ending your Oakland trend. Oh, we know it all. You'll play every tight end against Oakland, and then you don't play them against the Ravens. It's called regression analysis, ladies and gentlemen. If you time correctly regression analysis, you will be not chasing the trends. You will start to land slightly ahead of the trends, maybe even a week or two, okay? But you won't be on the backside of the trends, especially in the daily fantasy format. You don't want to be playing those guys as they're falling off, okay? So I was happy. I saw twice I had snuck in Owen Daniels. And if you put up a goose egg on DraftKings and you played Owen Daniels, you are taken out of the scoring field pretty much, you know. So anyway, let's talk about some crazy players, okay? The one thing that I didn't do is on my Eli Manning, Odell Beckham stack. Damn, if I would have played Doug Martin in that roster, I played him on a different team, you know? But anyway, let's go through these guys, and we're going to go through player news, and then we're going to go through the waiver wire ads of the week. So, number one, Doug Martin, 39 DK points. Okay, these are all going to be DK points. Josh McCown, 457 yards for 38 DK points. Devonta Freeman, 35. Eli Manning, 32, along with Blake Bortles. Andy Dalton, 31. DeAndre Hopkins, 30, along with Gary Barnage and Justin Forsett. Coming in at 29, Tyler Eifert, 28, Odell Beckham, Anquan Boldin at 27, Allen Robinson at 26, 25, Andre Johnson and Thomas Rawls, okay? Allen Hurns, also at 25 points, along with Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, DeMarco Murray, and Shane Vereen. Almost at 25 points with 24, Brandon Cooks. Now, here's what's really cool. In a ton of my drafts, when I picked Allen Robinson, I picked Allen Hurns. And I noticed, especially in the bye weeks, it's been pretty cool. I can just plug and play both of them. Super excited about that. Deion Lewis, dude, shaking and baking. He had 23 points along with Tyrod Taylor, Brian Hoyer, okay. Joe Flacco had 24, and then we told you about Cook. So there's your top 25 scorers. Here's who came in from 25 to 50 here. So we've got Willie Snead. We got Emmanuel Sanders, each with 23 points. Actually, 23.1, both of them. Totally crazy to get exact scores there. Sam Bradford with 22. Matt Forte, Theo Riddick, and Drew Brees all had 21, okay? Arian Foster had 20, along with Colin Kaepernick. Marquise Wilson had 20 points. Jalen Strong. Now, Jalen Strong is 1% owned in seasonal leagues. Marquise Wilson, 7% owned in seasonal leagues. So, Jalen Strong had the 19 points there. Todd Gurley and Ryan Matthews both had 18 points. Jay Cutler, 18 points, along with Aaron Rodgers, Marcel Reese, and Carson Palmer, okay? He's your 17-point guys, man. These are tough names to read together back-to-back in the list. Josh Huff, 17 points, along with Julio Jones at 17 points, next to Charles Sims and Lance Moore and Jacob Tammy and John Brown and TJ Yeldon, all that had 17 points. If you have to throw Julio Jones into that mix, man, that's just no fun. Darren McFadden and Larry Fitzgerald each with 16 points. So, obviously, you got tons of people dropping Charles, tons of people going for the ads on Charcandrick West. Percentage of fab budget in week 6. So, got $100. I'm saying 33 up to 66%, depending on how good or bad your team is. And I'm telling it, move them quick in the 2-for-1 trade value for something more stable. Okay? We'll be back after the break with more.
Like, subscribe, and follow Mac Bizzo Radio on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Google+, Pinterest, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo. You're now tuned in to a fantasy sports podcast. Back to the show on Mac Bizzo Radio.
All right, so that's the big headline action there. So what's flying under the radar? Okay, you got Brandon LaFell. He actually practiced, okay, before Sunday's game. Okay, so, you know, if you got one of these guys that got hurt, you got somebody, you know, if you haven't dropped a Lance Dunbar yet, if you forgot last week, okay, I actually found that on one of my teams, kind of embarrassed about it, you know, but I'm throwing it out there. Owen Daniels, yeah, not a good idea, okay? Not a good idea to hang on to him. So, some other people, maybe you want to still look at guys like Leonard Hankerson, you know, that are being dropped. I wouldn't fret about one particular week, you know. Here's some guys coming off bye week, though, that could be available for you. So maybe a Ted Ginn Jr., okay. Maybe that's something that could help you out, you know. Especially if you got the return yards. One thing that I want to mention real quick before we get into the player news. Week 7 bye. I even mentioned this probably all preseason long or something. As soon as I noticed, okay, you got a lot of the top receivers out in week 7. This is the week, okay? Don't wait till next Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Gobble up the wide receivers available this week. Gobble them up, okay? Especially if you can get one of the top running back pickups, you know, even Davis will be the guy you know, now with Davis, the guy you can invest in less. But, you know, go with the flow. Go after Charcandrick West. Put in your claim for him, okay? Maybe 33 to 66% of your remaining fab, depending on, you know, how good, how bad the situation is. Blast out a 2-for-1 trade and try to snag up, number one, players who have already had their bye week. Okay, so definitely that gives you a bonus if you're trading away players who have not had their bye week yet. Okay, so target that. Target wide receivers. Here's a preview of some of the names in week 7 that are out, okay? Because you got to stay ahead of the game to win, okay? Week 7 buys, Eddie Lacy, Demaryius Thomas, Matt Forte, A.J. Green, Randall Cobb, Alshon Jeffrey, Aaron Rodgers, Emmanuel Sanders, Martellus Bennett, Devontae Adams, Tyler Eifert, okay? Whole bunch of pretty high-powered offense names there, okay? Not going to get the Denver defense in week 7, so start planning for that stuff now. Definitely make sure you've got coverage for your wide receiver positions. Now, let's cruise through some player news. Alfred Morris continuing to decrease, actually, in value. Now it's this Chris Thompson, Matt Jones, funky, and a couple of the claims for C. West that I put in this week. A couple of them were for to trade out Matt Jones. Malcolm Floyd active for the Monday Night Football game. I just went ahead and restarted recording the podcast because it didn't look too intense of a game, and we'll go through a recap too of all that awesome stuff. So we talked about Marshawn Lynch returning to practice. Jamal Charles, okay. Yeah, that's why I had Davis sitting on a bunch of my benches, you know. Poor guy, dude. Jeremy Hill, huh. Giovanni Bernard. Yeah. You know, and then just like, you know, I'm sure a bunch of you benched him, you know, when he did get those touchdowns. But Tyrod Taylor's price dropping even further on DraftKings. So pretty interesting there. Don't really know about the Julio Jones thing, you know. This is probably a Thursday night game to fade. You know, Thursday night games are kind of weird that way. And, you know, it'll be less boom and bust, you know, less stars and scrubs potential there for you in the upcoming week, too. So, Colston, you know, that shoulder issue that we talked about. So, you know, now when a guy like Snead hits his season high, you can't expect that to happen in the next game, okay? Julius Thomas actually playing on 32 snaps in the game, and so that was kind of cool, and his snap count should continue to increase. Blake Bortles diagnosed with a grade 1 AC sprain. Now, I've had an AC sprain and a torn labrum too. So the AC sprains they're kind of painful. It's that little nub in the top of your shoulder. Like if you had to carry a bicycle on your shoulder, you know, and the tube was there and you got put on one side of a little nub or the other. Yeah, there's not really a bone in there, but all your little bones kind of stabilize themselves in this little thing. And, you know, the membrane in there can get irritated, then it expands and your joint's swollen. Bad news. Can't do a lot with the arm. Okay, so think about that. You know, obviously that affects a couple good receivers, you know, Hearns and Robinson. Amir Abdullah benched Sunday for fumbling. Deion Lewis out snapping LeGarrette Blount. You know, so that's kind of interesting there. Thomas Rawls, man, boy. I got a bunch of Seattle fans in the local pub and definitely uproar. I'm like, what's going on? And, you know, it was cool. I still didn't pair him up with Doug Martin. I only had one roster with Doug Martin, and I forget who I paired that with there. But anyway, Darren McFadden to take over this Dunbar passing situation, just as blah, you know. I kind of want to fade that, kind of want to forget about it. So to do that, what we're going to do is actually move on and talk about some of these week 6 things that you can do, okay? Hey, did somebody drop the Jets? Okay, guess what? They might be on the waiver, okay? So you could pick up the Jets, okay? You could pick up Cincinnati at Buffalo. Possibly Green Bay versus San Diego. Maybe even in deeper leagues, Atlanta at New Orleans, okay? So those are some possibilities for a defense and special team that you can stream. Quarterbacks, you've got the Teddy Bridgewater coming back off of bye. Now, you could stash a Blake Bortles if he gets dropped. Okay. Possibly Sammy Bradford. I mean, I just don't like that situation. Never have. Gary Barnidge. Dude, it was so cool to see one of the rosters, Odell Beckham, Gary Barnidge, who is the, Doug Martin was on that one. Yeah, I was cruising through my teams watching wipe out these guys. I love it when you're like, have a few leagues where you're like the 1-3 and then you're up against the 4-0 or the 3-1 in the league, the badass, and you just wipe them out, dude, by like 20, 30, 50 points. It's just so much fun. With guys like Gary Barnidge. It's so cool. Anyway, Charles Clay, he's a guy, obviously. And we'll talk about some more right after the break.
Listen to Mac B for fantasy football and fantasy basketball. Advise, customize to both DraftKings and FanDuel scoring, as well as rankings, who to start, who to bench, injury updates, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo. You're now tuned in to a fantasy sports podcast. Back to the show on Mac Bizzo Radio.
Okay, so what about this Jacob Tammy situation? Is someone a pickup for tight ends? I really don't like that situation, you know. I don't like the Owen Daniels situation. We talked about that. Deep league plays, so, you know, beyond, you know, 16 to 20 team or two tight end teams. Kevin Escobar, maybe even Anthony Fasano or a Michael Riviera. People are going to be checking out, you know, Derek Carrier, though. I think he put up, what, about 10 points or something like that. I really don't like a Kyle Rudolph or a Zach Ertz. And if you're just a plug-and-play kind of seasonal player and you want somebody to forget about, you want to just toss in the Richard Rodgers or the Charles Clay. But let's move on to wide receiver. Let's talk about guys for really deep leagues here. 16, 20 team plus. It's going to be Andrew Hawkins or Darius Heyward-Bey. You could probably find an Aaron Dobson floating around or a Jordan Norwood. But remember, week 7, pick up a guy like that, and you only use him for 1 week, then you got to drop him again. And so maybe a Jeremy Curley available, possibly in your, 14 to 16 team, maybe even your expert leagues. A Tyler Lockett could be available. Somebody's probably dropped Marcus Wheaton. I think it's a good idea to keep them. Jalen Strong. You know, like I mentioned earlier, not heavily owned in the season-long format. Don't like Cole Beasley, and I'm pretty sure Kenny Britt got hurt. Just, you know, some of these guys, I'm telling ya. Ay, ay, ay. But Doug Baldwin, Jermaine Kearse, they're kind of in the same neck of the woods there, you know. I'd rather keep a Dorial Beckham Green on the bench or something like that. Probably not going to chase after the Josh Huff situation, but these are guys now that shouldn't be unowned. They should at least be on the bench here. You've got a Malcolm Floyd, talked about Ted Ginn, Leonard Hankerson, Marvin Jones, with the exception of going into the bye week, Tavon Austin, okay, Reuben Randall. They're banged up in Green Bay. You know, stash the Ty Montgomery. Don't let Willie Snead go unowned. Keep your eyes out to make sure. Kamar Aiken, Alan Hearns, and even Michael Crabtree. You know, they're better on your bench's trade bait, especially if they're putting up more points than one of your rivals or one of your league mates' receivers, and makes for easy trade. Remember, the best way to close a trade, give them some of the same stats that they have access to in their league. Just copy and paste a small little clip. Say 4 magic words in your 2-for-1 trade. I'll take the risk. And that is a great way to sell some trades. Now let's talk about some running backs. Benny Cunningham does the return yard thing. So, you know, maybe in that kind of format, in a 16-20 team, you know, some of these deeper guys, Roy Helu, Tolbert, you know, are in that range. Dynasty Christine Michael is got to almost even be a drop. I'd rather have a Kyrie Robinson. You've got Josh Robinson maybe in that range. But Eddie Lacy owners, hey, keep James Starks on the bench if possible, okay? Obviously, bye weeks and stuff like that, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Javoris Allen, okay, so Buck Allen coming in. That's not quite as deep of a action there. You know, you don't have to be in a 20-team league for him to be available. You know, depending on how deep the league is, you know, he might have even got drafted. But, hey, with the ankle situation over there, you know, I really don't like Charles Sims, but Thomas Rawls, you know, Lynch owner or not, grab the guy, send over the trade offer to the Lynch owner. I mean, hey, you know, if you got somebody with Joik Bell on their bench, you know, just send them a trade offer for Theo Riddick along with plus one for one of their guys. Bam. Telling you, do it. And, yeah, hey, news of the week. You're going to hear everywhere. C. West, Charkhandrick West, Kansas City. Okay, C. West. Number one waiver claim. Even if I got, let's say I got Adrian Peterson, I came around, I got Frank Gore, and then way later in the draft, I got Doug Martin. And that's past what, you know, a bye week already for Peterson. I'm still going to try to put in a claim for West, okay? If I have a Cameron Artis Payne that I was handcuffing to a Jonathan Stewart, I'm dropping the other guy, taking the guy. But could be getting the ball all the time, you know. That's how you're gonna win. That's how you're gonna do it. So let's see if there's some other great stuff here. I think that pretty much wraps up the player news and everything. What I want to do now, let's find out what's going on in the game. Ooh, they actually got some fourth quarter points here, 17-17. They love to do that. They're at 4:29. It looks like left in the game. And tied for Pittsburgh and the Chargers. Let's see what's going on here. Phillip Rivers, 363 yards. That sounds awesome. Le'Veon Bell, 99 yards. So he's 1 point away from the bonus for you. Looks like Marcus Wheaton, 72 yards and a touchdown. Okay, I think I just mentioned he probably could be available there to pick up. And, you know, for all the leagues that I had, Brian, Martavis Bryant or whatever, you know, I drafted Wheaton pretty late anyway. You know, Wheaton and Royal, you know, kind of the late round wide receivers I took a heavy gamble on and have a lot of ownership in my season longs. But, you know, hey, I'm just trying to make them pan out, you know. So little by little here, you know, where I couldn't start Bryant, I actually still had Wheaton and plugging him in, you know, 72 yards in the TD so far. Antonio Brown, not a whole lot, 41 yards for him. Danny Woodhead looks like he's got 66 yards. And a quick two-yard game for Malcolm Floyd there down the middle from Rivers. But, yeah, so those are your performers so far in the Monday night game. But let's blast through a recap here. And you've got the Indy and Houston game, right? Okay, so that was 27-20. The Colts won there, okay? There was a final OT score of 25-19. That was Atlanta over Washington, okay? There was another final OT score of 27-24. That was Cincinnati winning over Seattle, okay? Green Bay 24-10 over St. Louis, okay? After that, you've got Buffalo winning by 1 point, 14-13 over Tennessee. Chicago winning by 1 point over Kansas City, 18-17. Philadelphia laying the smackdown, 39-17 over New Orleans. Jacksonville losing 31 to Tampa Bay's 38 points. We'll be back right after the break.
You've been listening to Mac Dizzo Radio. Listen to Mac D for fantasy football and fantasy basketball. Advise customized to both DraftKings and FanDuel scoring, as well as rankings, who to start, who to bench, injury updates, and more. It's all at Mac Dizzo. Like, subscribe, and follow Mac Dizzo Radio on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Google+, Pinterest, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo.
All right, another final OT game. Cleveland and Baltimore. 33 over Baltimore's 30. Can you believe Cleveland put up 33 points? Can you believe Baltimore put up 30 points? Arizona being Detroit, 42-17, the final there. New England, 30 to Dallas, 6. Denver, 16 over Oakland's 10 points. And then the New York Giants putting up 30 points to San Francisco's 27, the final score there. So let's talk about New York SF game and, the big guys there. So 441 passing yards for Eli Manning, 3 touchdowns. Kaepernick, actually 262, 2 touchdowns. And you had Carlos Hyde get 93 yards. Had Anquan Boldin get 107 yards. Odell Beckham, 121 yards. Vereen getting 82 yards there. And Larry Donnell getting 35 and the touchdown. In the Denver-Oakland game, okay, your big dogs there putting down the points for you, okay. 111 yards, 9 catches. That's right, Emmanuel Sanders, okay? Even Brian McManus, believe it or not, putting up points for you all season long. But Derek Carr, 249 yards. Peyton Manning, 266. Not much going on for C.J. Anderson or Ronnie Hillman there. Demaryius Thomas only getting the 55 yards, so a lot of that going to Emmanuel Sanders. Crabtree getting 54, and Marcel Reese, 49, and the touchdown there for the Raiders. New England, okay, let's talk about those guys. You have Tom Brady, looks like 2 touchdowns, 275 yards. He actually rushed it in for 1 as well. And, not a lot else in that game except Julian Edelman's 120 yards, you know. Gronk only got 67, no touchdown there. And so when you hear guys are on pace to get 432 receptions and 97 touchdowns. Okay, there's going to be games, you know, where everybody plays them and they're just not going to perform well, you know. So watch that peak and valley. Rule is the rule of threes, okay? Three works everywhere in the universe. Even Tesla talks about the magic of 369. So in fantasy football, yeah, trends 3 weeks, probably, you know, it might last a fourth, and that's pushing your luck. But let's move on here. 42 points again from the Cardinals. You had Carson Palmer, though, with only 161 passing yards but 3 touchdowns. Okay, so Chris Johnson had 103 yards there. And, the rest of that game, John Brown, 73 yards and a touchdown. Golden Tate getting 74 yards, but not just, ugh, you know, nothing that you wanted a whole lot of there. The crazy garbage time game of the week, 457 yards, Josh McCown, 210 for Joe Flacco. You had Gary Barnage with 139 yards and the touchdown. Kamar Aiken came in with 78 yards for you, so that was serviceable. Especially for the salary rate there, 121 yards and a touchdown for Justin Forsett. And the other matchup with Jacksonville and Tampa Bay, that's kind of the other garbage time kind of matchup. But Dougie Martin, 123 yards on 24 rushes, 2 touchdowns, and a reception touchdown. Blake Bortles with the 303 passing yards and the 4 TDs. So, you followed my little Six Sigma thing for the matchups there, and you put the these 4 teams in your garbage time lineup on DraftKings, dude. Whew, had to come out good for you. Allen Hurns, 116 plus the touchdown there. Robinson, 72 and the 2 touchdowns. So just some pretty crazy action there. The Eagles putting up a lot of fantasy points there for you. Well, actually, both quarterbacks. So Drew Brees, 335. Sam Bradford, 333 passing yards. So both of them getting the 300-point bonus there. Mark Ingram, 57 yards. DeMarco Murray, 83 and a touchdown. Ryan Matthews, 71 and a touchdown. Willie Snead with 141 yards. Brandon Cooks, 107 and a touchdown. You got the Josh Huff in that mix, though, 78 and a touchdown. And then Selleck, 44 and a touchdown there. So there's some of those guys, you know. But moving along to the Chicago and Kansas City game, and, you know, I probably would have slapped this in my garbage time mix, too. Jay Cutler, 252 yards. Alex Smith, 181. Matt Forte had 71 yards. 71 yards on the ground, 38 in the touchdown in the air. Macklin with 85 yards. So, yeah, not a whole lot of production there. 109 passing yards and one touchdown and one rushing touchdown for Tyrod Taylor. Antonio Andrews just did not get a lot of production there. Mariota had 187 yards. Just not a whole lot really in that game fantasy-wise for you. So if you were heavily invested, did not pay off. The Green Bay game at St. Louis, though, told you that Todd Gurley DK price ain't going to stay low forever. So 159 yards for Todd Gurley, 241 passing yards for Aaron Rodgers with two touchdowns. You had James Jones, 77 and a touchdown. Ty Montgomery, 59 and a touchdown there in that matchup. Nick Foles, 141 yards with a touchdown there. And Tavon Austin, meh. Stedman Bailey, meh. You know, these are just all guys you want to meh about. So Seattle and Cincinnati, they had a pretty crazy game. You did get the big rushing day from Thomas Rawls, 169 yards and the rushing touchdown there, 331 passing yards and two touchdowns and a rushing touchdown for Andy Dalton. Some other big performers there, I guess Doug Baldwin on 70 yards, Jermaine Kearse 38 and a touchdown, Tyler Eifert 90 yards and two touchdowns there, Russell Wilson 213 yards in the air. The Atlanta game, so Atlanta and Washington, crazy day for Devonta Freeman again, 153 yards, over 27 rushes and a touchdown, and then I don't know. Kirk Cousins, 219 yards. Matt Ryan, 254. So not big yardage performers there. Matt Jones, the 20 yards and the touchdown there. And, you know, Crowder, hey, 87 yards, you know. So made his salary back there for you. Just didn't get the touchdown. I'm sure the time will come for him. You remember the crazy game with Andre Johnson? Well, you know, yeah, that guy, he got 77 yards and two touchdowns. And Brian Hoyer ended up getting 312 yards in that game. Then Frank Gore, 98 yards, 2 yards short from the bonus, but plugged in to the end zone for you. T.Y. Hilton, 88 yards as well. And that takes us back pretty much to the final score of the Monday night game. It looks like with 30 seconds left here, San Diego Chargers are up by 3, so 20-17. Michael Vick just had an incomplete pass down the middle. So, anyway, that's what's going on there. And just checking if there's anything that I missed for you guys. You guys, that wraps up the show this week. So, hey, what I really want you to do is help out my friend that recorded the intro for the show. So if you like it, give a like to the YouTube video this week, and every like on every video all week long, an extra dollar put together. So help raise about 50 or 100 bucks for this girl, for her time and her energy, because that's valuable. And I hope you guys like it. But yeah, give a like, subscribe, follow, and we'll put that towards support for her. We'll catch you on the next show, which guess what we're going to have? Pretty much, what's the next show? Market share, okay, first down report, red zone report, okay. Then you've got the matchup report, and then you'll have the FanDuel and DraftKings Flex show all coming up for you. This Friday is my NBA draft day. So if you want to play in a fifth-year NBA fantasy league with me, Mac B, and a bunch of other super fun basketball players, this is a daily format, all utility. So you don't have to worry about position. You just get your five favorite players to start every day. And you'll get to keep 10 guys total on your team. It's a blast. Been doing it for the last 5 years. Email macbezo@yahoo.com. And we'll get you an invite sent over. Hope to see you there. And we'll catch you on the next show of Mac Bizzo Radio.
You've been listening to Mac Bizzo Radio. Listen to Mac B for fantasy football and fantasy basketball. Advise, customize to both DraftKings and FanDuel scoring, as well as rankings, who to start, who to bench, injury updates, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo. Like, subscribe, and follow Mac Bizzo Radio on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Google+, Pinterest, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo.
LaVar Bell, touchdown. Ha! Steelers win by 3. Ha! Catch you on the next show.